राधामाधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधामाधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन बल्लभा गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन बल्लभा गिरिवर धारी राधामाधव कुंज बिहारी यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव जय राधे जयो कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण बलराम जय गौ परिब्राजकाचार्य स्तोदर्शित हे डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन बीबीटी फाउंडर आचार्य डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवत महापुराण की निताई गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबल्ड सर्वशास्त्राब्धि पीयूष सर्ववेदैक सत्फल सर्व सिद्धांत रत्नाढ्य सर्वलोकेक दृक्पद सर्व भागवत प्राण श्रीमद् भागवत प्रभो कलि ध्वांतदितादित्य श्री कृष्ण परिवर्तित ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम ज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजना शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वंदेहं श्रीगुरो श्रीजुता पदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथानितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सह गण ललिता श्री विशाखानिताम च नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनीति नाम्ने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे वंश कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद द्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय तदालय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय तथापि कीर्तयामि अंग यथा मति यथा श्रुतं कीर्तिं हरिं स्वां सत्कर्तुं गिरं मन्या विदासति हरे कृष्ण सो वी हार्टली वेलकम ऑल द डिवोटीज इन द टेंपल हॉल कृष्ण बलराम मंदिर प्रभुपाद होम वी आर रीडिंग श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 33 टेक्स्ट 31 प्लीज रिपीट ईश्वराणां वचः सत्यम् तथैवाचरितं क्वचित् तेषां यत्स्ववचो युक्तम् बुद्धिमांस्तत्समाचरेत् ईश्वराणां वचः सत्यम् तथैवाचरितं क्वचित् तेषां यस्त्ववचो युक्तम् बुद्धिमान्स्तत्समाचरेत् ईश्वराणाम वचः सत्यम् तथैवाचरितं क्वचित् तेषां यत्स्ववचो युक्तम् बुद्धिमांस्तत्समाचरेत्। प्लीज। The word meaning Ishwaranam of the Lord's empowered servants. Vachaha, the words. Satyam, true. Tatha eva, also. Acharitam, what they do. Kvachit, sometimes. Tesam, of them. Yat, which. Svavachaha, with their own words. Yuktam, in agreement. Buddhiman, one who is intelligent. Tat, that. Samacharet, should perform. Translation. The statements of the Lord's empowered servants are always true, and the acts they perform are exemplary when consistent with those statements. Therefore, one who is intelligent should carry out their instructions. Purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. The word Ishvara is usually defined in Sanskrit dictionaries as Lord, Master, Ruler, and also as capable, potent to perform. Srila Prabhupada often translated the word Ishvara as controller, which brilliantly synthesized the two fundamental concepts of Ishvara, namely a master or ruler and a capable or potent person. A master may be incompetent, but a controller is a master or lord who in fact makes things happen. The Parameshwara, the Supreme Ishwara, the Supreme Controller is of course God, Krishna, the cause of all causes. Although people in general, especially in the Western countries, are not aware of the fact, powerful personalities control our universe. The modern impersonal concept of the universe depicts an almost totally lifeless cosmos in which the earth floats meaninglessly. Thus we are left with the dubious ultimate purpose of preserving and reproducing our genetic code, which has its own ultimate purpose of adding another link to the meaningless chain of events by again responding itself. In contrast to this sterile, meaningless world concocted by ignorant materialism, the actual universe is full of life, personal life, and in fact full of God, who pervades and supports all that exists. The essence of reality is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His personal relationship with the innumerable living beings, of whom we are samples. Some of the living beings are trapped in the illusion of materialism or identification with the material body, while others are liberated, aware of their eternal spiritual nature. A third class comprises those progressing in self-realization from the materialistic state of ignorance to the enlightened state of Krishna consciousness. So it's a long purport, and the rest of the purport we'll discuss in the class. Hare Krishna. So this chapter is the Rasa Dance. 10.33. Where Krishna, as you know, that Krishna performed Rasa Dance with his eternal associates, the gopis. And in previous classes you must have heard that how he performed Rasa Dance in various ways. So the gopis, they are the wives of other men. So being Supreme Personality of Godhead dancing with the wives of other men, it's very difficult to digest, hard to digest, hard to understand. People in general, they raise the question that Lord is the man of person of religious principle. How can he conduct such act that dancing and fondling with the wives of other men? So, just like the question comes in the mind of any common man, the question came in the mind of Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj, just couple of verse back, 27-28, this is the link to this verse. He asked the question, Raja Uvacha, Sasthapanaya Dharmasya Prasamaya Tarasya Cha Avatirno Hi Bhagavan Amsena Jagadishwara Sa katham dharma setu nam bhakta karta virakshita prati pamacharat brahman paradara bhimarsanam. So Parikshit Maharaj asked this wonderful question that O Brahman, O Sukadev Goswami, O learned Brahman, O Brahmana, Bhagavan is Jagadishwara, Bhagavan is Supreme Lord. Dharmasya sansthapanaya itarasya prasamaya cha amsena avatirna. Arthat, that Supreme Lord who is Ishwara, who is controller of the universe, descended with his amsa like Balaram. One meaning is Balaram or Baladev. With his amsa like Vishnu. His amsa is Vishnu. He descended, Supreme Lord Krishna descended to this world with his amsa, with either Balaram or Vishnu, to establish dharma and to diminish adharma. What Gita says, that dharma sansthapanarthaya. So, saha dharma setu nam bhakta karta adhi rakshita pratipam paradara abhimarsanam katham acharat. So that Supreme Lord, how could he, one who is the enunciator, the institutor of the protector of the principle of dharma, fondle the wives of other men or dance with other men? This is just exact opposite. The word is paradara abhimarsanam. Dancing and fondling with the wives of other men. So here Parikshit Maharaj is asking this question, That means, actually you have to understand that when Parikshit Maharaj was listening the Bhagavatam class, Bhagavatam Katha, when Sukhdev Goswami was speaking, not that in Sukhtal where Parikshit Maharaj was listening the Katha, everyone was a Hare Krishna devotee. In that audience, there were jnanis, there were karmis, there were yogis, various types of audience were there. So when Parikshit Maharaj was by birth devotee, he knew who is Krishna. It is said that he was only 3 months old in the mother Uttara's womb. He was only 3 months. That time, Ashwatthama threw that weapon, Brahmastra. And to protect Parikshit Maharaj, Lord Krishna personally went inside the womb with his club and Sudarshan. As if club fails, then Sudarshan is there. Lord is so bhakta vatsala to protect Parikshit that he forgot that by my sweet will I can protect Parikshit. But he is so attached to his devotee that he went inside the womb with 2 weapons, Sudarshan and Gada, Kaumudiki. For 9 months, Lord was there in the womb of Mother Uttara, and Parikshit was having every day Mangalarti Darshan in the womb of Mother Uttara. All day, throughout all Darshan. That is the greatness of Parikshit, who was birth Vaishnava. How can he ask such question that Lord is doing some nindita karya, which is not according to religious principle? No, because in the audience there are so many varieties of people who are there, rishis are there, those who are not exactly pure devotee. For the sake of others, and also for the sake of all of us, who will be reading Bhagavatam in the future, definitely the question will come to the mind. Dear devotees, in Bharatavarsha, it's very easy to understand the character of Lord Ramachandra, and like our great politicians, the father of the nation. He is fond of Lord Ram, but he cannot understand Lord Krishna. That great person, the father of the nation, he said that, I accept Lord Ram, he is Maryada Purushottam. But I can't accept Lord Krishna, who is dancing with the wives of other men. Someone may be a great politician, great scholar, but he is not a devotee, and taking shelter of a devotee and reading Srimad Bhagavatam through the eye of a devotee, through the commentary of a devotee, he cannot understand. And I heard from my spiritual master that same father of the nation, when he got association of Madan Mohan Malviyaji, who is the founder of BHU, and who had associated with Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, then he had this idea that, okay, so Lord Krishna is the Supreme Lord, because Madan Mohan Malviya was a great devotee with the association of Saraswati Prabhupada. So, we may be a great scholar or politician, but it's very difficult to understand Lord Krishna's character and his pastimes. So therefore Sukhdev Goswami, Parikshit Maharaj, asked this question, that how Lord can do such activities. And then Sanatan Goswami also said that Lord is the person of religious principle, dharma. Then Sanatan Goswami said, what is the exact meaning of dharma? Quoting from Uddhava Gita, he says that dharma mad bhakti krit proktaha. Dharma kya hai? What is dharma? Mad bhakti krit proktaha. Krishna says in Uddhava Gita, dharma is what is conducive to devotional service to me. That is actual dharma. That is a proof by Lord Krishna himself in Uddhava Gita. So in this way, Parikshit Maharaj asked the question, and the next question he asked, Aptakama Yadupati, text 29, कृतवान वै जुगुप्सितम किम अभिप्राय एतन्न संशयम छिन्नि सुब्रत. हे सुब्रत सुखदेव गोस्वामी, वन हु टेक्स ग्रेट भाव्स. सुव्रत, व्रत मीन्स भाव, सु मीन्स वेरी ग्रेट भाव. यू आर सुखदेव गोस्वामी, यू आर वेरी ग्रेट रिनन्सिएट, ब्रह्मचारी, सेलिब्रेट. यू आर, यू नो व्हाट इज द कोड्स एंड कंडक्ट्स. Although you know the codes and conducts, Subrata, but how can you say such pastimes which are against the conducts, which are against the religious principle? Sukhdev Goswami Parishit Maharaj says that Lord is Aptakama because may. Sukhdev Goswami will answer the question, but Sukhdev Goswami, if he says, no, no, Lord can do, Lord is Supreme Lord, then Parishit Maharaj, don't say like this, because I know Lord is Aptakama. His all desires are fulfilled. His Atmaram, he is self-satisfied. His Aptakama, his Atmaram. It's not that he has to fulfill his desire, therefore he has to associate with the other men's wives. No. He is completely satisfied. His desires are fulfilled. So therefore he is using the word Aptakama. I know who is Lord. He is Aptakama. So why is dancing with other men's wives? No. He has descended to this world in the dynasty of Yadu. Parishit Maharaj. No! I know he is Yadupati. He is the chief amongst the Yadu. He has descended to in the Yadu dynasty. Now, oh Sukhdev Goswami, please tell, if someone is the Yadupati, the chief among the Yadus, what should be his course and conduct? It should be exemplary. You cannot say that he is Yadupati, he is Supreme Lord, he can do anything, he is Ishwara. If he is Ishwara, he is Yadupati, then his conduct should be perfect. So that all others can also follow. In this way, Parishit Maharaj had questions. He raised the question. And to answer this question, Sukhdev Goswami starts answering. The last verse he said, Sisuko Ubacha, Dharma Vyatikrama Drushta Ishwaranamcha Sahasam Tejyasam Na Dosaya Banne Sarva Hujo Yatha. Wonderful example he gives. He says that Sukhdev Goswami replied, Ishwaranam cha dharma vyatikrama. A violation of dharma by the gods is also seen. See, Sukhdev Goswami is saying, O Parishit, you are asking that how can Supreme Lord do irreligious activity? I am telling you, there are some great personalities in this world. They are gods. Krishna is capital God. But the others are gods, like demigod. Even they also perform some irreligious activity, but they are free from reaction. And they are still existing in this world. He says, violation of dharma by the gods is too sin. And so it's very rash act. No fault attached to such act by the great personalities like demigods and other some powerful rishis, because they are like fiery individuals. What is the meaning of fiery individuals? Any fault come in contact with the fire, that will eventually it will be finished, it will be destroyed, because fire is so potent. So they are the fire individual, just like the fire does not become contaminated even by consuming everything. Even by consuming everything, fire doesn't get contaminated, fire remains pure. Fire is such a Lord's vibhuti that it remains always pure. Rather, anything comes in contact with the fire, that becomes destroyed. So these persons, the gods, they are also like fire. If sometime apparent fault is seen in their life, in their lifestyle, oh, that is insignificant. That will be, that is no fault. They are not be victimized. So in this way, Sukadeva Goswami answers it. And here, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Pad says that Ishwara, there are some Ishwara. Krishna is the supreme Ishwara, Parameshwara. But there are some Ishwaras in this world who are like gods and demigods and some sages. Like Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, Indra, Chandra, Vishwamitra, all these in their life we have seen that they have also committed some mistake. So he gives the example of unrighteous act they have done. Suppose Lord Shiva drank the poison. Lord Brahma, in the third canto, you must have remembered one Vak episode comes. Lord Brahma, while creating the progeny, so first came this Ahankar and everything was created. Then Chatushkumar, the first creation was Chatushkumar. And then they didn't follow Pitaji, they didn't follow Brahma. So then Lord Shiva appeared from these two eyebrows. And then after Lord Shiva also could not fulfill the desire of Brahma, he created all the ghosts and hobgoblins. And then during this creation, one lady appeared from Brahma. And Lord Brahma attracted to that lady. So that is called Vak episode. Vak, the daughter of Brahma. And the rishis, they were also saying, oh my dear Brahma, oh father, no Brahma has so far as done such act. So many Brahmas in other millennium, they have appeared, but no Brahma has done such act. How can you do such act? You are a father and this lady has come from you. And you are getting attracted towards... Then after some time, Brahma could realize, oh my God, what's going on? I am getting attracted to my daughter only. And he became so... He felt so guilty. Some mistake has happened. First thing is that we have to accept it. Then the guilty feeling comes. And then some remorse, some rectification, and then reinstate. So Brahma gave up that body which was he got attracted towards. It's in mental, it's subtle form. In subtle, he gave up the body, and then again started creation. But Brahma is still there. No one point out the Brahma's act because he is Ishwara. Indra once he got attracted to the wife of Gautama Rishi, I think. Gautama Rishi, yeah. And then Indra is still there, the king of the heaven. It's not that he was dethroned from the king of the heaven. Chandra, in ninth canto, what a episode, what a pastime there. He not attracted, he actually took away the wife of his own Guru Maharaj. It's a height of adamant act. His Gurudev was Brihaspati. Brihaspati's wife was Tara. And Gurudev's wife is Guru Mata. And Chandra, because Soma was the king of all the demigods, he was empowered that time. Because of that empowerment and his position, he became puffed up. And he went to Brihaspati and he forcefully took away the wife of Brihaspati. Although Brihaspati was saying not to do, how can you do like this? And it's a long episode in ninth canto that Brihaspati, then it took the help of Indra and other demigods that, oh see, Chandra has taken my wife. And all the demigods, they had on one side. And Soma, when he saw that the demigods are going to attack me, he took the opportunity, like you see in the politics also, sometimes they change the party. If someone is in majority, then they will go to that party. Sometime the Lotus Party and sometime Hand Party, like that they change. So in the same way, Soma, Chandra, although he is a demigod, he took the help of demons. And the demons are waiting, oh, now it's the right time to attack the demigods. Because one of the demigod has left the alliance and come to our party. So the demons also took side of Chandra, and there was a world war, universal war, between the demigods and the demons. And Chandra was in the side of demons. And then Brihaspati said, my God, no one is unbeatable. Brihaspati went to Lord Shiva. Oh, my dear Lord Shiva, you are my Guru Bhai, God brother. Please help me. I want my wife back. And Lord Shiva also came, took the side of the demigods. He also fought. And after everything, the Lord Brahma appeared. He is the ultimate manager of the universe. Lord Brahma said, Lord Brahma, even the Lord Brahma had no dare to say Chandra that give back the wife. At last he said, Lord Brahma said, Soma, I tell you, stop the war. Immediately, stop the war. And when Lord Brahma ordered, Soma has to stop the war. Immediately followed him. But then, by the time the wife was pregnant, Tara was already conceived by Soma. And when Tara was pregnant, and then Brihaspati said, he chastised Tara. Oh, sinful lady, please come to me. And first of all, whose child is this? First you take birth, give birth the child. But Tara was very same, feeling shy. And at last when Brihaspati strongly said, Tara gave birth the child. When the child was born, he was looking so beautiful and so handsome, as if Mr. Universe. After seeing the beauty of the child, then Brihaspati thought that, oh, belongs to me. Again the war started. This child belongs to me. Soma said, no. Wife is yours, but child is mine. You take your wife back, but child is mine. Because I conceived it. Actually, the reality was, the child was belongs to Soma only, Chandra. Chandra conceived that in the womb of Tara. But the wife belongs to the Brihaspati. So Brihaspati proclaimed that, I want the child. So child was in between and two fathers are shouting, come to me. He said, no, come to me. They were shouting each other. And again the Brahma came. The Brahma took Tara to the corner and he asked very softly, my dear Tara, if you are feeling shy to speak in front of anyone, please tell me, this child belongs to whom? And Tara, with lower head, his sari was on the top of his head, her head, and she indicated Soma. Then Brahma, now there is the resolve. This child belongs to Soma. Let Soma take the child and you take back your wife. So my dear devotees, such episodes, they are in the pages of Bhagavatam. Can you imagine? Even now, we cannot imagine that a devotee is getting attracted to the wife of his Guru Maharaj. Even in this day, Kali Yuga. So the point here is that although these topics are mentioned in the pages of Bhagavatam, but the soma is still there in the sky and he is radiating the light. So these are the Ishwaras. Even if they do some apparent mistake, but they are faultless. Sukadev Goswami says that Parikshit Maharaj, these gods and demigods and the rishis, sometimes they do blunder, but still they are faultless. What to speak of? Kaimutya Nyaya. There is a Nyaya called Kaimutya. Kimutya. What to speak of Supreme Lord, who is Supreme Personality of Godhead? If he is doing some act, even if you think that he is dancing with the wife of other man, he is faultless. Like the other great persons. And my just to remind you, they are actually, we know, they are not the wives of other men. Paradara Vimarsanam. Krishna can never do such act. They are all his own Swarupa Shakti. His internal potency. All are the expansion of Radharani. They came here to this world to perform the pastime. So in this way, Sukadeva Goswami answers. And in the then he says that, in 30 verse I think, Naitat samachare jatu manasapi hi anmishsaraha vinasyastya acharan maudhyat yatharudha abdhi jam visam. Sukadeva Goswami wants, very powerful verse, very important verse to discuss. He gives warning, text 30. He says that, someone who is not a god, someone who is not a very powerful, influential person, god or godly, should never try to do this, what Krishna did. Even mentally, therefore the word comes, anvishara etad manasa api najatu samacharet. One should not imitate Lord Krishna's rasa dance, even in the mind, thinking of women, touching the women, dancing with the woman, forget. Even in the mind, one should not think of this. Such strong warning Sukadeva Goswami gives. He said, otherwise, that person, if you imitates acting out of foolishness, would perish, will be destroyed. Just like, he gives the example, how yatha arudraha abdhijam visam. Someone who is not Shiva, someone who is arudra, not Shiva, that means ordinary person, will not consume poison produced from the milk ocean. Lord Shiva drank poison, halahal, and he didn't die. Rather, his kantha became nila. He was popularly known as Nila Kantha. So if someone imitates that, then he will be destroyed. He will be finished. This halahala poison is so powerful. Lord Shiva drank it. It is said that if that poison is kept, that smell itself is enough. Finish. Will die. So this example Sukadeva Goswami gives, that one should not imitate. My spiritual master gives a wonderful example. I like that. He says that, suppose you are going in the car and you see there is a traffic signal. So, you know the traffic rule and you stop there because there is a red signal. And if that car driver look up and he sees that there is a helicopter or airplane is going, and he thinks that this foolish person is not stopping. He doesn't see the red light. He is such a foolish person. He should see the red light. He should stop just like I stop. So this person who is telling, he is number one fool. This rule is for those who goes in the road. And for them, they have to follow the rules that the traffic signal, red signal. Not for the helicopter or airplane, those who are going above. So the great person, sometimes they act in such a way, but that is they're totally faultless. And if we imitate, then we will be victimized, will be destroyed by such act. And then today's verse is Iswaranang, very nice verse. Iswaranang vachah satyam tathaivacharitam kochit tesam yastva vacho yuktam buddhimanstat samacharit. He says, so far we discussed that one should not follow the great persons. But we hear Bhagavad Gita, yadyaj acharate shrestas tattat evitaro jana. If the great person, whatever they do, whatever they act, others follow. So why should not we follow? It is said that, you said that we cannot follow because we are not the great persons, we will be destroyed. They are the authoritative. So he answers in this verse, kya follow karna chahiye, kya nahi? What should we follow, what should not we follow? Very nice verse, this verse. He says that, the Ishwara say is beneficial. He says, Ishwaranam vachah satyam. Ishwaranam vachah, whatever the Ishwara say, that we should follow. First line say the verse, Ishwaranam vachah satyam. Whatever the Ishwara or the great persons, they say, that we should follow. Then, acharitam tu kochit tatha eva. And whereas their conduct is sometime like that. They say that we follow. But what they do, that we should not follow. And some conducts we should follow. What are the conducts which Ishwara says? Which are Ishwaras, the great person they do, which we can follow, if the conduct is consistent with their words. Tesam Ishwaranam yat acharitam swa bacho yuktam bhavati. That means he says that whatever the Ishwara says, that is beneficial for good people, and that we should follow. Their course and conduct is sometime like that. Whatever they say, they follow also. Like Chakravarti Pad gives the example of Lord Ramachandra. Lord Ramachandra is pakka maryada purushottam. So one should follow Lord Ramachandra, the way he lives. Therefore, this is the thumb rule. One should put in practice what is non-contradictory. Again, I am saying, one should follow or one should practice the conducts of the great person which is non-contradictory. Clearly he says. And another word he says in this verse, that is called buddhiman. Very wonderful word. Buddhiman stat samacharet. Even while following the great persons, one should use one's intelligence. Very nice word, buddhiman. The sense is that not only must the conduct to follow, which is not contradict to Ishwara's conducts, the person should think before acting. It's not that, Guru Maharaj said, or Lord said, so we will follow it blindly. And Vishwanath gives one a fantastic example. In the first canto, there's past time that Lord Ashwatthama killed the sons of Draupadi. And he ran. And Arjuna took a vow. I swear, I take a vow, oh my dear wife Draupadi, I'll cut off his head and bring to you. And Arjuna also chased after Ashwatthama. And Ashwatthama threw one Brahmastra for his own defense. And to counteract that, Arjuna also threw another Brahmastra by the order of Krishna. But then the real sin comes. Did Arjuna kill Ashwatthama? Yes or no? No. But he had taken a vow. And Kshatriyas, when they take a vow, they follow. Did Arjuna kill Ashwatthama? No. And Krishna says, Arjuna, what are you doing? You must kill Ashwatthama. I was there when you were taking pratigya. I was there next to you. You have taken a vow that I will kill Ashwatthama and bring him. But did Arjuna kill? No. So what is the purport of this pastime? Whatever the seniors, the spiritual master, the Ishwaras, they say, we should follow whatever they do. If that is not contradictory, we should follow. But still applying our intelligence, buddhiman. Therefore the word is here, buddhiman tat samacharya. And Krishna was actually testing Arjuna while saying this. That to kill Ashwatthama and take him. Krishna, Arjuna didn't kill. How can he kill Brahmana? Did Arjuna not know the conduct? No, he knew. Again, Krishna said to the gopis, when the gopis came, when Krishna played the flute in Bansi, but gopis came and Krishna said, okay, you have come. Ho gaya darshan. Darshan is over. Now you can go back. So, gopis understood the purport of what Krishna is saying. It's not that Krishna is saying that, okay, darshan is over, you can go back to your home in the dead of the night. What are you doing in the forest? Dark forest? Actually, Krishna wanted their association. So, one should use one's intelligence to understand the order of the superior, to understand the conduct of the superior. One should not just blindly. One interesting joke I'll tell you. There was one guru and he said to his disciple that see, you should see Paramatma in everyone and bow down. Theek hai? Paramatma is there in everyone. The disciple said, yes Guru Maharaj, I'll follow. And the disciple was going. And from the other side the elephant was coming and the elephant was mad. And the person was sitting on the top of the elephant. He was shouting, hey, get away from the in front of the elephant. Just go away. Because the elephant is mad. He can harm you. But he was the true follower of the Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj said that to see Paramatma in everyone. And he went in front of the elephant. He bowed down to, and the elephant was mad. And you know what is the consequence? The elephant threw him. Fortunately, he was not dying. He was hospitalized. Hands and legs were broken. He went back to the spiritual master. Guru Maharaj, I followed you. Now it's what's the condition? I am totally hospitalized. So Guru Maharaj said, what you did? You said to see Paramatma in everyone. I saw Paramatma in everyone, in tree and in dog and in man, woman, elephant. And then I bowed on. Then Guru Maharaj said, you saw Paramatma in elephant. You didn't see the Paramatma sitting on the top of the elephant. He was telling you not to stand in front of. So what kind of order you are following? You saw one Paramatma in elephant, but other Paramatma sitting on the top of the elephant. He was telling you that just move away. And you didn't follow him. So in this way, therefore it is said this fantastic word, buddhiman. So while following, first point is that what the great persons they do, we may not follow exactly. We follow what they say. Another thing that some conducts we can follow. Like, practical Lord is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna Bhagavan is theoretical Lord. One sannyasi says, practical Lord is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come, appeared, to practice, to make us practice how to do bhakti. So that we can practice by seeing the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees. Chaitanya Charitamrita is a practical book. If you want to be a pakka devotee, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lifestyle and his devotees, dealing with devotees, pastimes, everything is very practical. But at the same time, some conducts of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cannot be followed. Can anyone say the example? Huh? Mahaprakash Lila. Yeah, Mahaprakash Lila cannot be followed. Anything else? Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cannot be followed by ordinary person. Huh? Sadbhuja Darshan. Lord Chaitanya was going in Jharkhand. The tigers and the deers, they were dancing, kissing each other and embracing. Can we follow? We can follow from a distance in a zoo. Where everything were behind the bar. And we can follow. Okay, say tiger, Hare Krishna. Then tiger may say. But we cannot follow. So, buddhiman. The point here is buddhiman. Yat buddhiman tat samacharet. By using our intelligence, we can follow what the great person says. And in this way, we can practice our spiritual life. Hare Krishna. So, I stop here. 1 or 2 minutes, we can have some discussion. If you have, yes, Prabhu is ready to give comment, and we should hear the comment from the seniors.
Holy Krishna conscious can understand the activities of the Supreme Lord, but to speak of all the pastimes of his devotees, it says those who are not really mature Krishna consciousness by discussing or trying to, with their mental speculation, figure out the rights and wrongs and or the activities of the Supreme Lord, they're kind of taking their own way to a deeper hell. So most of us, if you're not in that, pure Krishna consciousness, we're hearing so many pastimes which bewilder the mind. So what is the benefit here?
Yeah. One thing is that, just I'll read one line from the purport, what he says. At the last line of the purport.
Can you read this?
Yeah. In that, it's there. The last paragraph of the purport. Yeah, in that it's there. It's there actually. Finally, a distinction must be made between the Lord and his empowered servants. An empowered servant of the Lord. An empowered servant of the Lord, as in the case of Brahma, may experience a remnant of reactions to previous activities. Again, may experience a remnant of reactions to previous activities according to the law of karma. But the Lord is eternally free from any entanglement in the laws of karma. So here, as we gave the example of Brahma or Indra or Soma, this was the last purport, paragraph of the purport. But here it is said that they may experience a remnant of reactions. Even the demigods like Brahma, Indra or Chandra, the pastimes which we read just in the pages of Bhagavatam, although their conducts are not exemplary, but because of their conduct, they may get some reactions also. So Indra also got reaction, Soma got reaction, Brahma got reaction actually. So it's not that the Isvaras, they are faultless, they can do anything and they will not get it. And what to speak of us, if we do some, we follow those conducts which are not according to the scripture, according to the religious principle, we will also get reactions. So Prabhu, how to?
Yeah.
Two last. Reality is ultimately personal and divine, and therefore it is not surprising that, as the Vedic literature reveals to us, our universe and other universes are managed by great personalities, just as our city, state and country are managed by empowered personalities. When we democratically award a particular politician the right to govern, we vote for him because he has exhibited something we call leadership or ability. We think he will get the job done. In other words, it is only after an individual acquires the power to govern that we vote for him. Our vote does not make him a leader, but rather recognize a power in him coming from some other source. Thus, as Lord Krishna explains at the end of the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, any living being exhibiting an extraordinary power, ability or authority must have been empowered by the Lord himself or by the Lord's energy. Those directly empowered by the Lord are devoted to him, and thus their power and influence spread goodness throughout the world. Whereas those who are empowered by the Lord's illusory potency are in an indirect relationship with Krishna because they do not directly reflect his will. Of course, they do reflect his will indirectly, since it is by Krishna's arrangement that the laws of nature act upon ignorant living beings, generally persuading them through their journey of many lifetimes to surrender to the Supreme Lord. Thus, as politicians create wars, false hopes and innumerable passionate schemes for the materialistic persons who follow them, the politicians are indirectly carrying out the Lord's program and of allowing the conditioned souls to experience the bitter fruit of godlessness. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has translated the word Ishwaranam as those who have become powerful through knowledge and austerity, as one understands the nature and will of God and makes the personal sacrifice required to achieve excellence in spiritual life, one becomes empowered by the Supreme Lord to represent his will, which one has intelligently recognized and accepted. The Supreme Personality of Godhead kindly descends to earth to show the vivid example of religious behavior. As Lord Krishna states in Gita, if I do not execute standard rules, duties, the whole world would be misled, in fact destroyed. Thus the Lord showed in his different incarnation how to act properly in this world. A good example is Lord Ramachandra, who behaved wonderfully as the son of King Dasaratha. But when Lord Krishna himself descends, he also demonstrates the ultimate religious principle, namely that the Supreme Lord is beyond all the other living beings and that no one can imitate his supreme position. This foremost of all religious principles, that the Lord is unique, without equal or superior, was clearly demonstrated in Lord Krishna's apparently immoral pastimes with the gopis. No one can imitate these activities without incurring dire consequences, as explained here by Sukhdev Goswami. One who thinks that Lord Krishna is an ordinary living being subjected to lust, or who accepts his residence as admirable or tries to imitate it, will certainly be vanquished, as described in text 30. And then last very nice line. Finally, a distinction must be made between the Lord and his empowered servants. There should be a distinction between Lord and his servants, means his demigods or any rishis. An empowered servant of the Lord, as in the case of Brahma, may experience a remnant of reactions to previous activities according to the law of karma. But the Lord is eternally free from any entanglement in the laws of karma. He is on a unique platform. Hare Krishna, wonderfully concluded. Anything else? Srila Prabhupada ki Granthara Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran ki.